Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. Whoo! DJ! Fade us out, DJ. Fade us all the way out. Wonderful. How are you beautiful people across the Caribbean and diaspora doing? How are you, my international folks? How are you guys doing? Listen, I was looking at the stats for the countries that we reached for the Digipreneur podcast over February. And let me tell you something, all right? When I seen some of the countries that listened to the podcast more than my good folks in the Caribbean, I was like, what is going on here? What is going on? And I'm just pulling it up right now. I just want you guys to realize that here in the Caribbean, we don't even think regional. And we don't think global, right? We always think about, you know, what's happening in our country and the reach we have in our country and whatnot. But we don't really look at the stats and see where our content goes when we have a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel. We don't really look at where our content goes, right? So let me show you guys something. Let me point something out. So we're looking at the top five countries. Actually, I'm going to show you guys the top six. Well, I can't show it to you, but I'm going to say it. You guys feel where I'm coming from. But the number one country that downloaded the podcast last year, and this is only 27% of my audience. The number one country was Trinidad and Tobago, right? They're at 27%. They're the number one country to download the podcast. Number two at 24% was the United States. Number three, Panama. Four, Jamaica. Five is Colombia. Six is Cyprus. Seven, Albania. Then it's Argentina. Then it's Barbados. Then St. Vincent. Then Finland and the UK. What? We have more countries. Outside of the Caribbean, listening to the podcast and in the Caribbean. But it goes to show, like, the things that we are talking about on the podcast. I mean, my goal is to help the Caribbean region level up. That's my goal. I want to expose our region to things that, you know, the rest of the world is doing and show them and show our region, you know, how it fits within the scope of our region, right? The tools and things that we have access to. But what I want you, the listeners to understand as well is that the people in these countries are outside of the Caribbean, they listen to the content because they want to figure out, you know, what is working in the Caribbean. What is working over there? And take notes to see if it's things that they can implement over there. What happens is that we have a lot of people within the Caribbean that try to make content for the international market. So they try to talk about issues that are happening in the US or issues that are happening in England, right? But you're not there. So you can't speak to it better than somebody who is living in the US or living in England, right? So you're putting out that content, But you don't stand out because there's tons of other people who live there that are creating content that, you know, they it makes sense for them. But we can talk about what's happening within our space, level and help level up our space and talk about the issues that are unique to us, and people outside of the region could listen and say, oh, wow, that's what's going on in that region. Okay, there's lessons to be learned. We could take that information and bring it back home and utilize it and see how best we can utilize it. So that's so again, I say all that to say that, you know, just going through as February wrapped up, going through and seeing the countries that are listening to the podcast, I was like, wow, this is crazy to me that, you know, we have more countries in the we have more countries outside of the top six or seven spots that are outside of the Caribbean altogether than we do in the Caribbean, right? But at the same time, it also makes sense to me because a lot of the things that we're talking about, you know, companies and entrepreneurs in the Caribbean aren't doing. And my goal is to expose you to it and teach you and help you get there. And even if I'm just exposing you and you're doing your own research to figure out, you know, how it works, great. But, you know, the other countries that are doing this, they're listening in and they're taking notes. I found that was really awesome. I was actually blown away the most at Albania. Albania, Cyprus, what? Anywho. Today's episode, I want to have a little discussion around, is brand photography dead? Is brand photography dead from a social media aspect? And I need to make that distinction because brand photography on the whole is not dead. Right? It has its place. However, I want to have a little conversation around, is brand photography dead for social media? Now, the reason why this came up, this was a thought that I had the other day, randomly lying in bed, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just thinking to myself about, you know, some of the things that I'd like to do in upcoming weeks or upcoming months. And I was thinking to myself that I haven't connected with my photographer guys to do a photo shoot in a little while, right? In a little while. So I was like, you know what? It's time for me to do an updated photo shoot. And then I got to thinking, so Instagram made their big announcement last year that they are no longer a photo sharing app. That's not their focus. Their focus is no longer photos. They are now an entertainment app focusing on video. So in the Caribbean, we just got Reels in December. Right? We just got Reels in December. And if Instagram has always been the place where we are doing our, when we take our brand photos, and Instagram was the number one place that we put out our photos that we have taken, if that was the number one place that we were putting all of our photos, and they are no longer a photo sharing app, they are focused on video, Reels, live video. They're focused on everything else except for photos. What am I going to do with the brand photos that I take? Where would I put it? What would I do with it? Because that question changes everything. Because the photos that I would do for Instagram would be more business and lifestyle, you know, fused together. I have my style, and you know, with the theme of, you know, digital entrepreneurship, you know, my photography would always have, or my photos would always have that element of, you know, being a digital nomad, you know, and, you know, doing it in the Caribbean. So to be, you'd see that. You would see digital entrepreneurship in the Caribbean, and we'd have a lot of different sites. You know, we'd go to the waterfall and take some photos with the laptop out. You know, we would figure out, you know, how to make that work. Digital entrepreneurship in the Caribbean, and we do photos, right? But those are going to be very picturesque and perfect for Instagram. Facebook, you know, Facebook isn't on my priority list for photos. I would do my when I use Facebook, I do and get most of my engagement when I do live. When I live stream, I get a lot of my engagement from Facebook. Not necessarily my photos, right? And then even when I do post the photos, you know, the engagement is cool, but, you know, it's not the place that I'm thinking of ROI when it comes to photography, right? But my live streams get a lot of traction for me, and my videos get traction for me on Facebook. Then there's LinkedIn. Not really. I wouldn't do a photo shoot with LinkedIn in mind. I use LinkedIn very strategically to connect to people in organizations that I want to work with, or I put out a lot of content over there, you know, to get certain, you know, to get business, to get companies to reach out to me. So I don't really, and the content that I do over there is a lot of, you know, blogs, you know, posting my blog content, posting my video content. Not necessarily, my focus is never really going to be photography. I might drop a, you know, a random photo over there. But again, that's a platform where you're not thinking photography. You're not thinking lifestyle photography to drop on LinkedIn, right? What other platforms do we use? There's TikTok. I've been going heavy on TikTok for the last 2 to 3 weeks. I've been going heavy on TikTok. And even if I were to do photos, you're still making a video collage with sounds and effects, and you're mixing in photos. But nobody's really appreciating the photos on TikTok. You gotta make it animated. You gotta make a video. You gotta make that video fun. All right. So no one's on TikTok to look at your photos. No one is on TikTok to look at your photos. You have your website, sure. So I would, you know, I would always use my photos for my blogs, for my blog content, right? But I also still mix in, I would still mix in stock photography in my blogs, or I would make graphics for the stuff. So again, like it's my reliance on photography for my website, unless it's like, you know, your hero images, or, you know, you're refreshing your website, so you have sections that are requiring new photography. Cool, but like that stays, like that's you put your photography in that, and that's there, right? But if you're doing a photo shoot and you're getting, you know, 30, 40 images and whatnot, and your blog content isn't reliant on 100% photos from you because you're mixing in, you know, a bunch of other stuff, stock photography, you're making your own graphics, to, you know, you got to ask the question, where are you putting the photography that you do for, that you would do for your brand? Where would you put it? If Instagram is no longer a photo sharing app, and that and static images is the least of their priorities on Instagram. Now remember, and everybody that is listening, I disclaimer, this podcast is for business owners. We're not talking about, you know, the people who are posting thirst trappy photos and still getting a million likes, right? We're not talking about that, you know. Unless, of course, your business is, unless your business requires, you know, some form of, you know, I don't want to say sexual content, but you know, unless you're selling bikinis and you got to show some skin in the photos and whatnot because you're selling bikinis, or, you know, maybe you're selling, I don't know, waist trainers, and there needs to be some type of sex appeal and whatnot. But even still, the platform is still the platform. The algorithm is still the algorithm. And Instagram is still, you know, they're the least of their priorities are in static images. And because you are a business and you have to figure out, you know, where you're going to invest your money, are you thinking about doing a brand photo shoot for static images? Or are you now going to be prioritizing something else? Because what's working on TikTok, isn't necessarily the polished videos. What's working on TikTok is you just picking up your smartphone, turning on the video camera, and recording your videos. And that is getting millions of views. Unpolished. So, the money might be best spent on getting the best smartphone that you can with the best camera. That might be the best bet. So, I've been looking at my stats, and I'm going to do another episode on my TikTok growth over the last couple of weeks in comparison to my Instagram growth for the same period, because TikTok has been outpacing my growth on TikTok for the last 2-3 weeks has been outpacing Instagram like 600%, right? According to my stats. But I'm going to have a dedicated episode to that. What I want to touch on is I'm pulling up my stats for the last 30 days on Instagram, right? And here is the breakdown of my content reach. Number one, it is looking like 90% of my content has come from Reels. My content reach is from Reels. Now here's the funny thing about it, right? I have 30,000, my Reels have reached 30,000 people or 30,000 accounts in the last 30 days. And 90% of that 30,000 is from people who have not been following me. 90% of the 30,000 people that my Reels have reached in the last 30 days is from people who have not been following me. And that 10% has reached people following me, right? That's huge. My posts, my regular posts. Now, posts could be static images, carousels. It doesn't really, you know, obviously it doesn't break down, you know, if it's a static image or if it's a carousel or whatnot, but a post is a post, right? The posts, so while my Reels have reached 30,000 people, my posts have reached 5,700 people. And 90% of that 5,700 is from people who follow me. So if you want your content to reach people who are not following you, if you want to get new people to come and follow you and get higher reach, right now you got to be creating Reels. If I go through my list right now, everything for me over the last 30 days on Instagram for the most part has been Reels. I have been repurposing a lot of my TikTok content, getting it out on Instagram and leveraging Reels for that growth. Because boy, oh boy, post videos and stories, the reach is abysmal. I haven't posted much videos because remember, you could post a video and that's different from a reel, right? I haven't really posted much videos. I think I might have posted like one video in the month of February. So my reach for videos has been real low. It's like 1,000 people. So what I'm going to do is for March, I have a lot more video content coming out. So I'm going to post and see, you know, how the video content does in comparison to Reels. And, you know, coming out to the end of the month, I will see if my, what should happen is I should be seeing Reels and videos as my top performing, you know, pieces of content, right? But I've done more, I've done a heck of a lot more posts than videos. So posts would have done a lot better because I've only posted like one video for the month of February. And then, but the one thing, now here's the joke. The one thing that I use every single day on Instagram is stories. And my stories has the absolute least reach. There's no new people that have been, that my stories have reached. It's all been people who have followed me. So for stories, my stories have reached just over 1,100 people. Right? So stories ain't getting you no kind of reach. But Reels is getting you the reach. And Reels is all videos. Unless you are taking, you know, photos and turning it into a video and adding effects and lights and all sorts of craziness or whatever, right? Let me see the engagement. Can I see the engagement? Insights, accounts engaged, 30 days. I'm just taking a look to see if I could... Yeah, so my highest engagement is still Reels, followed by, is it videos? I'll do something else on that. But I say all that to say that, let's circle back to the question at hand. Is brand photography for social media dead? Because now you have to figure out if you are going to be taking photos. Before we would have done the photo shoots with the photographers. Instagram was the main place. We're going to go ahead and drop that, right? But now that, you know, that would have been July when the Instagram CEO said that they're no longer going to be prioritizing. They're no longer going to be a photo sharing app. Their focus is on videos and being entertaining, and they're pushing Reels. And we just got Reels in December in the Caribbean. You know, the question I'm putting on the table, this was me thinking the other day, does it make sense to do brand photography? And I would say you probably should not prioritize brand photography anymore for social media. If you are doing brand photography because you're doing professional headshots because, you know, you're doing speaking gigs and whatnot, and you got to send professional headshots, cool. If you are doing professional photography for your website, cool, no problem. If you, you know, want to do a small shoot to mix up your content, cool. But if they're pushing you, if you look at TikTok and your organic reach on TikTok, it's astronomical right now, but that's all video. I pulled up my stats on Instagram just to show you the disparity. 30,000 accounts, my content reached in 30 days off of Reels, and I haven't hit 1,500 in anything else for accounts reach in any of the other content types. So am I going to go and spend money on a photographer now to go and do brand photography to go put on Instagram? What's the ROI? Remember, you still got to pay your photographer. So you got to go pay your photographer to do the shoot and then go post on Instagram to see if you're going to be able to get any sort of traction and whatnot. God, heck, I feel bad for photographers right now. Because if the platform is no longer prioritizing photography and you're a photographer and that was your baby because it was always historically a photo sharing app, it always made sense. You guys would have took your stuff and put it on Instagram. But if the platform, the CEO straight up said, listen, the last thing you want to be doing right now is posting photography. We're not a photo sharing app anymore. We're an entertainment app focusing on video. Then you got a lot of tough questions to ask yourself. Where would you put your photography? Website? Yes. Blog content? Yes. If you need, you know, photos for your YouTube thumbnails? Yes. Like, you really got to think. And everybody's different because everybody's using different platforms, right? So everybody has to really think now, where would you put photos that you would have hired up for, you would have hired a photographer for? It's one thing if you are taking a selfie on your phone and you post it to Instagram. It didn't cost you anything. And whatever reach you get is whatever reach you get. It didn't cost you anything. The issue really comes down to if you are going to be doing a brand photo shoot and there's no platform, there's no social media platform for you to be able to get reach on with photos anymore. That's really where the issue is, right? I don't see people strategizing to do brand photo shoots for LinkedIn or Facebook. It has always historically been for Instagram. So I want you guys to think about that because, you know, brand photo shoots have been something that we have, you know, when we're talking branding and building your digital presence, brand photo shoots have always been a priority. Right? I would have multiple photo shoots a year because you always needed photos for different purposes. But number one was for your social media. And now that there's no social media prioritizing for photos, do you still go and take the photography? Do you still go pay a photographer to go and do photos? All right? Are you doing carousels and getting ROI on carousels? Because you could use the photos in a carousels on Instagram, but are you getting the ROI? When I look at my stats and I'm seeing 30,000 accounts reached for my reels and the content reach is barely hitting anything with any other content type, there's almost no incentive for me to go and try to invest in the other things. I would focus on video and short form video. And I probably would just get a camera, upgrade my smartphone and take some photos for myself and put it. But I might not necessarily think about hiring a photographer and doing it. Now, because I have other digital channels like my website and I blog a lot and, you know, I do YouTube videos, so I'm always going to be using photos for that type of stuff. I would still do it, right? But I'm saying all that to say that you can't really think to yourself that you're going to, you know, take the photos and just post the photos as is on social media as a business, because remember, you're thinking your ROI. So I'm anxious to hear your opinion. Reach out to me, whether email, on social media, reach out to me. Let me know if this discussion makes sense. Take a look at your insights. Go look at your content reach. Look at your content engagement. Look in what C is getting you the traffic to your social media platform, to your Instagram. Look and see what's getting you your traffic. Is it reels? Is it posts? Is it videos? Is it stories? What is getting you the traffic? Really take a hard look at that. And if it's not, if posts are not near the top for you and everything else is getting you the traffic, and if you're somebody who has not done a reel yet, then boy oh boy, you're gonna struggle on any platform right now. You're really gonna struggle doing any sort of static posts on any social media platform. LinkedIn is a bit different. You could still do text posts and get a lot of traffic. There's no platform like that. unless you're ranting on Facebook. But again, you're a business, so you're not just going to be ranting on Facebook, right? So LinkedIn will still get you some get you good mileage on a text post, right? But we're talking brand photography. Is brand photography dead for social media? I hope I gave you guys something to think about. Go and check your insights on Instagram. See what's working for you. If you have not done any sort of reels as yet, you are missing out on the one thing that Instagram is giving you organic reach for. That's the one thing. Everything else is a struggle. Live video still gets its reach. Video still gets its reach. But static posts, they're not. That's not their priority. And if the CEO came out and said that in July, we got reels in December. You know, so we had 3 months to really start to play around with reels and whatnot. So if you haven't done any reels, go and do some reels and look back at your data and see what is working for you guys. All right. So that is it for this episode today. This is episode number 65, right? And yeah, I just going through this conversation again, I am going to go and really take a look at my numbers. Look at my insights and really make a decision, because I do need updated photos for a bunch of different things. So I will go and do it. But, you know, again, now when I do a photo shoot, it's going to be a lot more structured, because if I'm using it for my website, for my content on my website, for thumbnails, I need specific things. Like it's no longer going to be like I'd go with my photographer and I would get my list of shots that I want. And then we just have fun. We go take, you know, 50 other, 60 other photos of me just doing, you know, the photographer doing some, you know, they're styling me and putting me in places and I'm just doing random stuff and taking photos. And we have a bunch of stuff to play with for social media. But if I'm not going to get the ROI, then, you know, what I would do with them, I might do a smaller package with them and it would be a lot more targeted, more tailored to get exactly what I want for the platforms that I'm going to be using and not necessarily, you know, dumping those images onto Instagram because it's no longer a photo sharing app. So yeah, I'd love to reach out to me on whatever social media platform. I'm Karen Rose at every single social media platform, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you guys can reach out to me there. Don't forget to check out the KarenRose.com platform, the website. You guys can go. That platform is all about, you know, building your digital presence, Caribbean e-commerce. Go check it out. Subscribe to the email list or the push notification list. And then also check out the Digipreneur.fm website to ensure that you never miss another episode of the podcast, all right? I look forward to hearing from you guys. Happy March. I hope everything is going good. Happy Monday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Actually, I'm recording this on Monday. It's going to be published the following day on Tuesday, all right? So enjoy the rest of your week, folks. Happy March, because this is the first episode of March, all right? That's it from me. Take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karen Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.